This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. More and more new policies are decided in a courtroom, and American Farm Bureau General Counsel Ellen Steen said that three pending cases could have huge impacts on the nation's farmers and ranchers. One of these is a water-related case the Farm Bureau is appealing after a court ruled the Environmental Protection Agency could issue a pollution diet on a region of this country. For Farm Bureau, it really isn't a regional issue at all, according to Steen. She said it's about the scope of EPA's power to require changes in land use activity to micromanage land use decision making across a vast landscape to achieve water quality goals. The federal government on Friday proposed eliminating restrictions on corn and soybean seeds that are genetically engineered to resist a common weed killer, a move welcomed by many farmers, but worrisome to scientists and environmentalists who fear it could invite growers to use more chemicals on crops. The herbicide, known as 2,4-D, has had limited use in corn and soybean farming because it becomes toxic to the plants early in their growth. The new seeds would allow farmers to use the weed killer throughout the plant's lives. Beef has long been a quintessential American staple, captured decades ago in the marketing slogan, "Beef, it's what's for dinner." These days, however, more and more of the red meat is making its way from farms in the United States to tables in numerous countries abroad, where many diets are incorporating more beef. The crop circle discovered last week, etched in a farmer's barley field in Chular, California, was not created by aliens. Instead, surprise, it was a stunt intended to attract publicity to the release of a mobile processor used in automobiles, tablets, and cell phones made by the computer graphics company NVIDIA, according to its president and CEO, Jensung Huang. Old Farm Bill tensions over dairy policy broke back into the open Tuesday, even as Senate Agriculture Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan pushed for a quick wrap-up of the five-year plan, which has largely been resolved already in House-Senate negotiations. Stabenow said, "We're just trying to tie up loose ends, feeling very good about things." She predicted a meeting of the full Farm Bill conference would be called before the end of the week. The Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration must stop its unlawful regulation of family farms, more than 40 Republican and Democratic senators wrote in a recent letter to Labor Secretary Thomas Perez. For nearly four decades, Congress has included specific language in appropriation bills prohibiting OSHA from using appropriated funds to apply requirements under the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1976 to farming operations with 10 or fewer employees. However, an OSHA memo issued in 2011 stating that many activities, including drying and fumigating grain, are subject to all OSHA requirements, effectively expanded the agency's regulatory scope to nearly every farm in the country. The senators wrote that there are many farms that have grain dryers on farm to address wet harvest conditions or fumigate grain to prevent pests from ruining a crop prior to marketing. These are basic, common, and responsible farming activities that OSHA has arbitrarily decided are non-exempt. A total of 3 million pigs may have been lost to porcine epidemic diarrhea virus in 2013, according to Bob Thaler, a South Dakota State University Extension swine specialist. The disease results in 100% mortality in newborn pigs. Only a few cases have been reported in South Dakota, while large outbreaks have been tracked in Iowa and Minnesota. Keeping infected manure off your farm is the best way to prevent the disease. Europe will become a food and farming museum without science on genetic modification, the European Union's Environment Secretary Owen Patterson has warned, echoing food manufacturers' long-standing fears. From the Clean Water Act to taxes and immigration reform, Congress, federal regulatory agencies, and the courts will be dealing with some of farmers and ranchers' top issues in 2014. With high expectations for the Farm Bill and the Water Resources Development Act to be finalized early in the new year, farmers are anxious for Congress to move immigration reform legislation that meets agriculture's labor needs. Passage of the Senate bill last year gave us great momentum, according to Christy Boswell, American Farm Bureau Federation labor specialist. Farm Bureau respects what the House wants to, that the House wants to do things differently. Through the House process, farmers and ranchers will be right alongside lawmakers, making sure they understand how critical this issue is to agriculture and all consumers who count on U.S.-grown food. Prompted by the significant concerns of growers throughout the country, the Food and Drug Administration last month announced that considerable changes will be made to key provisions of the two proposed Food Safety Modernization Act rules affecting small and large farmers. Deputy FDA Commissioner Mike Taylor said ensuring produce safety is still the goal, but the new rules must be practical and not impose undue burdens on farmers. Taylor said that because any changes would likely be extensive, FDA plans to propose revised rule language and seek additional comment on the revisions, which is a relief to growers. Pass the pancakes. U.S. maple syrup production in 2013 totaled 3.25 million gallons, up 70% compared to the prior year, according to the Agriculture Department. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.